Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
We're back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. Corey Majors and Mike Bassick. We have Joey with us as well as Carter Freeman, making sure the video is running for you on YouTube and Twitch. If you want to yell at him for making sure the music is turned off, then go ahead and do that on the Twitch. He loves the conversation. Kevin's not with us right now. Again, the most horrific injury to a all throat right. We've ever seen going
that's all right.
On.
We got our third guy.
On the Diamond Factory hotline right now with us is Texas Rangers first baseman Nathaniel Lowe. Nathaniel, how's it going today, man?
Great, guys. It's a pretty good Friday. I'm out here at on the golf course. I can't complain.
Oh, which, well, we won't. Is it a nice course?
It is my favorite. We'll put it that way.
Okay, so when I wonder this, my mom, when I'm at home, I'm Michael. My dad's Mike. And we were told a year or so ago, you're Nathaniel Lowe, not Nate Lowe. Are you okay with us calling you Nate Lowe, or is it only Nathaniel? Because our buddy Kevin, who's not here today, if we call him Kev, he gets pretty mad.
So mad.
Oh, I take no offense to it at all. I think it's funny that it turned into the PR hassle that it's turned into, but I respond to both, and I get offended with neither.
Awesome. Awesome. Now, there's something really fun going on right now. I love it on MLB Network, on MLB.com. Top 10 right now at their position. And you were ranked as the seventh best first baseman in Major League Baseball going into 2023. Do you follow things like that and see what those top 10s lists are?
Honestly, no. I did take a screenshot last year because they listed two players from one team and I was not even in the 30 available. So, you know, with things being kind of back and forth like that, I didn't want to take offense to it, but you know, I kind of make a little mental note that, you know, maybe I'm not on the radar yet. We got some work to do.
Okay. I like that perspective too, that like you got some work to do, maybe not on the radar yet. You did it last year for sure though, man. Hitting 302, and like that's a number that I talk with Mike all the time. I'm like, where are those guys? Why don't more guys do that more often? But you also hit with power. Did you find something? Did you unlock something last year? What was it for you that had you hitting so well?
I'll tell you what. Over the course of a season, there's slow stretches and there's hot stretches, and you just got to do what you can to maximize when you're having your hot stretch. And I feel like, you know, with the group that we have, with the staff support, with the other players, I just got an opportunity to really maximize, and thankfully I was able to do it.
Now, when it comes to the Rangers offseason, what an offseason, getting a whole bunch of pitching help. Were you surprised, or going into the offseason, did you have a good idea that the Rangers were going to spend this much money on free agents?
Well, you know, you can look at the stadium and see that the dollars are there. We're a sports town, right? The DFW is a sports community. So the commitment to winning from the ownership side was great to see. You know, you never really know what they're willing to spend or who they're willing to bring in. But obviously the names of the players that they're bringing in and the commitments that they're making financially is promising for all free agents, for anybody who could get traded. And, you know, it should be the turn of the tide for the Texas Rangers.
I'm not saying that like you ever as a good teammate sit there and blame like the other side, you know, like in football, offense shouldn't blame defense or anything like that. I'm not asking you to do that here, but seeing additional pitchers that are good veterans come in, does that make you think, okay, there are going to be some opportunities where we won't be giving up runs in the middle of games that we shouldn't be?
Well, you know, it's a funny game because even the best of the best can go out there and get tagged for 10 in a start, and the next time, you know, somebody who may be making a spot start or doesn't have any experience can go six or seven shutouts. So, the consistency piece is going to be something that is going to be really good for us. Our starters should be able to work real deep. We got some guys that are not afraid to eat some innings, and then it'll keep our bullpen fresher. And when we get the team in the rhythm, is we get the if we get the defense off their feet and we get back in the box, things are good for us. We have a good offensive team. And, you know, it's cool to see the improvements on both sides of the ball.
We have Silver Slugger Nathaniel the Nate Lowe joining us right now on the golf course. So hopefully we won't keep you too much longer. I know your buddies might be going, hey, it's your time to tee off or you need to putt right now.
Let those
get
guys play through.
So
no, it's all good, man. We're at the turn.
When it comes to the shift, that's a big deal in this upcoming season, is that there's going to be shades but not complete shifts in the infield. It seemed like it didn't bug you last year, as you are a guy that does use the other side of the field a whole bunch. Have you thought about your approach or your team's approach on how different the rules could be with defense in the infield?
You know, I think defensively for us, it's just going to expose players. You know, you're going to figure out what you're made of again, because sometimes the shift can help you out defensively because you go get to a couple balls that maybe you don't necessarily get to when you start in a standard position. But, you know, I think it's going to be good for us as athletes because now we have freedom to move. And then on the other side of the ball, you know, the four hole has been covered up. The second baseman's in right field half the time. The shortstop's standing behind second base. And for the longest time, you come up and you go, all right, with two strikes, let me get to the middle. Let me drive the ball hard back through the middle. And the shortstop standing right there ready to eat it. So it's going to be good. It's going to be good for baseball as a whole.
Okay, I really do hope so. And also, I want to point out, like, you just said you're at the turn. Is this brilliant planning on your part that you were able to be at the turn here on the golf course while you were also scheduled to have a radio interview at the exact same time?
I'll tell you what, Rich Rice did a good job with this. You guys are doing a great job accommodating my schedule. It's just, you know, things are working out the way they're supposed to, and today's a good day.
Nice. Okay.
If we're playing golf with you, though, Nate, what are we looking for? Are you a good putter? Are you just awesome with drives? Are you just a solid player all around?
Let the big dog eat is what I say.
You know, it just depends on the day. My handicap's trending in the right direction, but, you know, I could go out and post something above 90 any day of the week. It's just, that's how the game goes, man. And you know, one of the guys that I'm playing with right now, he doesn't keep score. He doesn't play one ball. He hits until he's content with the shot that he hits, and he goes to the golf course to have a good time. And that's what I think it comes down to, especially for the amateur side of the game. You know, have a good group, get a good day where you're outside enjoying the weather and walking with some good people, and then, you know, the game will take care of itself.
We've had a good opportunity to get to know a lot of the managers as they've come through here, and we loved Woody. We really did. We had a great relationship with him, and we're going to miss him and wish him the best with the Dodgers being back at that. Have you talked to Boach yet? Have you gotten an opportunity to have a good conversation with him yet and get an idea of what he's expecting of this club?
A handful of times, yes. Just in passing, though, it's been pretty, you know, pretty casual. It was real early. I think one of the first times that he came to the stadium, I was in town and got to shake his hand. And he's from the same area that my dad's from. So we got a couple of connects there. And I spent a summer after my sophomore year of college playing for another guy who was really tight with him. And, you know, it was cool how things just kind of come full circle. And then obviously with his winning experience, he's going to set a precedent. He's going to bring some old school mentality and maybe some analytics and some new school, but it's going to be, you know, a fresh change for us, and hopefully we'll translate onto the field.
Now you brought up your dad just a moment ago, and I had a friend kind of point out a couple things about him. I didn't know he was drafted by the Mariners in what, 86?
Yeah. I also didn't
know he was a career fighter pilot. And like, do you love flying in planes? Have you gotten a chance to do that? Like, what's that relationship like?
Dude, I would kill to go up in one of those airplanes. I mean, I think it's the National Guard out there in Fort Worth that flies out of there. You know, they fly the fighter jets out there. I've never had the opportunity. I'm not sure if I would fit, but I would find a way to fit if they were going to take me up in a fighter jet.
I think you can do that in spring training too. There's that base that I think the Rangers have visited. It's a good decade ago where they got to do stuff like that.
I'll tell you what, I make a point some days to go out there because there's a service road that goes right under the runway.
Yes.
And those F-35s come in and they are 45, 50 feet above the road. And I sit on top of the truck and you can feel, you know, the fence will wiggle from the afterburner as they're coming down to the runway. So, you know, there's not a lot of sounds better than jet noise. I think, you know, jet fuel has just got a smell to it. It's like pine tar, you know, it's just, it puts you in a mood, and it definitely adds to some sensations and some good memories of my dad when I was a kid.
Man, hey, when you said the pine tar smell, Mike just lit up because that's one of his favorite smells for sure. He always talks about that.
Right.
But whenever we're out there.
Nick Solak had said for the longest time, if you could get it in a candle, he would.
Absolutely. And now they have it in like soap form. So there's all sorts of options out there. I'm not trying not to get myself in trouble with the bosses, but when we're out in Arizona, usually if I'm driving, I will try to race some of those planes that are flying. There's no way, but it's a rental car, you know? Everything's fine.
Yeah, right? It's not yours. Might as well drive it.
And you put in Playing with the Boys with Tom Cruise as your... doing that?
I think I do jump. I do jump from not the Top Gun one.
So Nate, now you have got to be somewhat of a veteran player on the Texas Rangers. I know there's other veteran guys next to you, Semien and Seager. In your infield, most likely will be Josh Jung, who is a guy who got a little bit of experience last year in the major leagues. I think a lot of Ranger fans are excited to see what Josh Jung can provide to the team on an everyday basis in 2023. Your major league career did not start off with a bang. It was not like, hey, I'm here, like somebody like Corey Seager, who was a rookie of the year guy. Do you feel like if there are struggles with Josh Jung, you can be able to go over to him and talk to him about your experience your first time in the major leagues?
I do. I really do. Like you said, I didn't kill it when I first got called up. And, you know, with the system that's in place at the other organization that I started with, it's, you know, a lot of young guys shuffling in and out. Like my brother went up a handful of times this year and had to go right back down. I got called up my first year for one day and got sent right back down. And, you know, it's just tough for young players to flourish without direction from other players, because happy players perform better. And when you know that your teammates are really, truly your teammates and they're in your corner, then you step into the box or you go out to the field with confidence, and that's where you're going to get the most out of your game.
This we've kind of been looking at where people have this Rangers club this year. And, Mike, I think they had, what was it, yesterday you said MLB had them at 74 wins.
78.
And you said you'd flip it. You'd give them over 80 wins and put them in that range. I'm kind of curious. I don't know if you guys do this. If y'all look at it and you'll go, this is the right number for us. Do you have a number that you're like, this is where we want to be? I mean, we all want to win a championship, but this team is progressing in a different way right now.
You know, honestly, I have no idea. It'd be cool to say, yeah, we're going to put together at least a 500 season, or yeah, let's get closer to 90, 95, 100 wins. That'd be awesome. But, you know, we have to take one step at a time. We have to pitch the ball. We have to hit the ball, catch the ball, and throw it. And outside of that, you can only control what you can control.
All right, Mr. Lowe, my last question for you is, this whole week, we've obviously talked a lot about the Cowboys losing, but as we've gotten to Friday, we're talking a lot about the conference championship games. I'm assuming you are a football fan. Who are you rooting for and why this weekend?
Gosh, you know, I wish that I could vouch for it and like have a better answer for you, but I'm not going to lie, man. It's baseball season already in my head. If I, you know, after church on Sunday, if I'm not on the golf course, maybe I'll flip the football game on. But for the most part, like, man, I don't pay a whole ton of attention to the NFL.
Okay. Do you pay attention to any, do you like any other sport?
You a Stars fan?
Yes. A bandwagon Stars fan, but a Stars fan.
Well, welcome to the bandwagon.
Absolutely, yes. Well, our marketing team has a great relationship with the Stars. And so they can get us some tickets and some sweet parking spots. And yes, I have a jersey. We just had our Rangers night there the other night. I got a jersey made with my name and number on it, which I don't think I'll wear again, but it's a cool thing to have. And, you know, after this, I've only been to a handful of games, but yes, I am down for some hockey now.
And tomorrow, will we see you at FanFest?
Yes, sir. I'll be there in the morning.
All right. Awesome.
Awesome, man. Well, you have a fantastic back nine. Hopefully it's all birdies all the way, man.
That's right. Thank you, guys.
There you go. That's awesome. Nathaniel Lowe right here on 105.3 The Fan, your home of the Texas Rangers. Spring training coming up very quickly, Mike, as pitchers and catchers are getting ready to report. I hope that right there, because I'm starting to see this on the text right now, I hope that kind of like, oh, man, I'm rooting for that guy. Like, that's one of those opportunities. He sounds like a fun guy. I can't wait to talk to him in Arizona.
I did see somebody ask me, hey, do you think the Rangers is on the Twitch? Do you think the Rangers are good enough to buy season tickets? And I'm going to give my honest answer here. As I said, man, buying 81 tickets seems like a lot of games to go to.
It is.
But I said this team has done enough in the offseason that I think buying 10 and 20 and half season packages, because I can see going to 10 games, I think, is easy. Going to 20 games, I think, is pretty doable. I think when you start talking about a Maverick star season, 41 home games, that's quite a bit to commit to. And 80 games approximately is a lot to commit to. But I would say, man, this to go see Jacob DeGrom, to go see some of these pitchers, whether it's Eovaldi, Martin Perez, Jonathan Gray, when he was healthy last year, was good. He just health was an issue there. And now with the team that they have, I think they're going to be very competitive this year. I would say, hey, I would call up the Rangers, go to Fan Fest. This is a great way to go to the park and everything and see maybe what seats you would like for a 20-game package or something. I'd say it's definitely worth getting some sort of package this year. If you can't do 80 games, I don't think many people can. But if you can do like a 20-game package, I think it's very doable. And you can get to the ballpark and kind of see where you'd want to sit for those 20 games.
Yeah, I think you got a really good point. You know, DeGrom, between all that pitching, you're going to have a night where you get to see something special maybe happen. It's not going to be one of those nights where you're like, who is this guy again? So I think you're going to have something on a nightly basis with the Rangers. Yeah, go check them out. They're going to be out at Fan Fest this weekend. Man, it's a lot of fun. All kinds of autographs, interactive activities going on. TexasRangers.com. Just go check out the Fan Fest this weekend, man.
I think, too, I'm not 100% sure, but I think, like, if you're a big prospect guy, I believe Kumar Rocker and Jack Leiter.
They were all at the Stars game, I think, last or a couple nights ago.
So I think they're all going to be at Fan Fest. So if you want to see kind of the
next generation,
the first round picks that you've had, Evan Carter, I think, is also there. So if you're a big prospect guy, I think the prospects are going to be at FanFest, too. I can't guarantee it, but I think they are, too.
Coming up next, it is the Expressway. 35 uninterrupted minutes of sports and entertainment right in your ears. We got bold prediction and Mike's likes it next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.